Welcome to Soundbites, true stories told by local Mainers and nationally recognized storytellers. The themes are always changing and the hosts are from all over the nation, but when you hear the name Soundbites, you're in for a unique storytelling experience. Soundbites is made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing, Frontier, The Press Hotel, and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. This week's stories were told live at Frontier in Brunswick, where the event's dedicated theme was Black Flies and Backwoods. Here's today's host, a storytelling queen from Queens, Tara Clancy.
Good news for you. We got one more storyteller left for you tonight. Please keep the applause coming for Sandy Marks.
All right.
So, like Tara, I'm from Queens in the house. So it's probably no surprise that I'm not exactly woodsy, not outdoorsy, but sometimes desperate times call for desperate f-ing measures. So it's the mid-90s, I'm married to a man I hate. I have three children under the age of 7. On any given day, if one more child wants Snapple, I'm going to kill them. And I don't know what to do. Now, you know things are bad when your fantasy is walking home in my suburban Westchester town in New York is to be hit by a car, because I don't want to be killed. I just want to be injured enough to be in bed for like a long time. So nobody will bother me. But thankfully, I'm like sane enough that this isn't going to happen. So what I would do is I would spend a lot of quality time sitting on the can in my bathroom reading my favorite porn, which was Travel and Leisure. Okay, now this is the 90s. We didn't have the Google, and we didn't have like all the places like Trivago with that greasy looking dude. Like, so you had to like look things up in magazines. And I would spend countless hours like just leafing through these magazines for an adventure, because I wanted to run away from home, even if it was just for a week. Because honestly, I wanted to save my husband's life, because if I stayed with him much longer, I was gonna smother him with a pillow. Okay, so I'm going through this magazine and I see there's this company called Sobeck and they offer adventures. And I'm intrigued, but I'm worried because I'm not from like the travelers who do things like that are sporty. I don't know how to swim. I don't hike. I don't do any of this shit. But I want to go far away where no one can bother me for a week, 7 days. And I see this one trip that's considered easy for like older people, and it's kayaking and camping and whale watching in the Baja Peninsula. And this looks fantastic. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm gonna do that, but I can't do it alone because I'm a baby, and I'm certainly not bringing the asshole I'm married to. So who am I gonna find? So I call my friend Martha, because she just went through a divorce and she's miserable, but she's also like a badass. She's a partner in a law firm, and she comes from like hardy stock, so she knows how to do shit. Like she builds things and quilts. I think, okay, she's a good travel partner. So I call Martha up and I say, Martha, I have to run away for 7 days and 7 nights. Do you want to come with me? She says yes. She doesn't even ask where it is. She's on board, because she also has 2 asshole kids. She wants out. Okay, so we do a little more reading, and it looks kind of good. She's in, so we give them our deposit. We sign up. We're going to go to the Baja Peninsula. We're going to go on a whale watch. Like, am I really into whales? No, but it's far away. Whales, it gives you like gravitas. It's like, it seems like it's important. So... all right, so they send us a packing list. Now, when you go camping on these trips, you have to follow the rules. So I get the waterproof jacket, the anorak, and I get all the waterproof shorts. And then they make us get, do you guys have Tevas, those sandals?
Yes.
I mean, come on. First of all, I'm very, very particular about my shoes. Now, Tevas are basically, it's a rubber bottom with these Velcro strips that make you look like you got those cankles, no matter who you are. You could be like Claudia Schiffer, or, I mean, Gisele Bündchen would have Hankel's. But I have to buy them because it's on the list. We buy everything on the list. But Martha, she's so Miss Perfect. She goes to J. Crew and buys every casual separate in the store because she wants to look. She thinks she's going to like meet a dude on this camping trip. And I don't want to deny her that fantasy because she has to come with me. Okay, so we get everything on the packing list. We're ready. Meanwhile, I'm telling Brendan, it's only a week. You'll be fine. The kids won't miss me. Because honestly, if you have young kids, to them, like an hour and a week are the same. They're not that bright. Like, you walk out the door to go to work in the morning, when you come home, they're as same annoyed as if you've gone for a month. Like, it's like, oh, you're home, or why were you gone so long? I was here an hour ago. They don't know. So I figured this is going to be fine. All right, so we pack up. We're ready. We don't know what the f*** we're doing, but we're going. All right, so we go to we're all excited. We have to pack a duffel. I have to go buy a duffel bag and a knapsack. I don't have any of these things. What do I know? We get everything. Martha, meanwhile, is so worried about those Teva stupid shoes, she brings them in the box. I think she thinks she's going to return them when she gets home. I don't know. Okay, so we get to Kennedy Airport, and we go to the check-in, and we know right away who's on this trip with us. And already we're worried. Because these people, they're not us. The women, they've never shaved their legs, which is fine. I have nothing against that. These are not my people. They have like whale earrings on. And there was a man in a flak jacket with like fishing lure. I don't know what the f*** was in the jacket. And Martha and I are getting more and more worried because these are like real camping people. There was a couple there on their honeymoon. And they were so excited because for a wedding present, they got like a zip-in sleeping bag for two people. I'm like, holy f***. And they were bragging that they brought only two pair of shorts, and Martha has all of her J. Crew casual stuff. We're like, okay, so now what desperate times with women like me, what we do is we shop. So we go to the duty-free shop. We think we got to get it. What are we going to do? We're stuck. We've already booked this trip. We're going. Let's go shop. So we go to the duty-free shop, and we're buying like our creams and emollients, which we don't need. But we're just so nervous, like we did something that's not going to really work out. So they tell you in the duty-free shop, we'll bring your stuff to the flight. We bring it when you get on board. We're like, fine. All right, so we go, and already I could tell these people are like, who are those two girls from Westchester? They knew who we were without us saying a word. They were judging us as much as we were judging them. And what made it worse, I'm not making this up, we get on the plane, and we're trying to like keep a low profile, and this woman from the duty-free shop comes on the plane holding Chanel black patent like shopping bags and announces our names. And we have to skulk up to the plane to grab our creams and moisturizer. I don't know. And everyone is like, oh, we were right. These girls are assholes. We hate them. All right. We're trying to be, all right, we get up. All right, we take a plane, and then we get to San Diego, and then we have to take a bus to someplace in Tecate, Mexico, wherever we are. Then we have to get on a boat to get to this barren island on the Sea of Cortez. We didn't understand the directions. There's nothing there, not fauna or flora, not a tree, not a leaf. It's just sand dunes like Lawrence of Arabia, and water and kayaks as advertised. And then there's Pete. He's our tour guide, and he's too peppy, and he's like, hi girls. We all get off and we're like, oh shit. And we notice there's this one lean-to, and then that's it. It's a table and a lean-to, and then all this parachute fabric lying around, which is obviously our housing. And he says, okay, you all have to build your own tents. And there are stakes, and there are these metal rods, and all these other show-offs are like, you know, and we're like, well, they don't know what to do. It's like IKEA. Like, have you ever, like, it's like the Schmorkenschmorken, and we have to put this thing. So somehow I managed to use my feminine wiles to get one of the, they do call them Sherpas, I'm not making this up, one of the Sherpa guides. It's a glamping. It's supposed to be fancy glamping. It's not. And I said, please, we're failures. Can you help us build? And he's like side-eyeing us. He goes, fine. And he builds us the thing. Meanwhile, it's a pup tent for two people. It's tiny, tiny, tiny. We're like, okay, we could do this. And then the guy, Pete, says, all right, gather around. Let me explain how the bathroom stuff works. And I haven't thought about that. Okay, he says, when you pee, you go in the water. You go in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to take a poop, You go over there, there's like a bucket and a little blue tarp and a little, it's like there's nothing there. And you take the steel box with the toilet paper, and then people know that you're there, so don't bother them. And Martha and I look at each other and we make a pact. We're not gonna take a for 7 days. We're not, it's not gonna happen. I need my comforts, I need to spread out. I'm not taking a with these people. Okay, so we're on the tents, and I'm noticing there's this one elderly couple, show-offs. Not only did they build their tent like in 5 minutes, they made a porch out of like sand dollar shells. It's like, you. And we're like, we're beside ourselves. And the sun is burning. Martha is like an albino. She's so white. The sun, and already I'm thinking, she'll never talk to me again. I can't believe I made her come with me. Meanwhile, she's like so like good-spirited about it. We've got our duffels in our pup tent. And the food is amazing because it's like a fancy trip. So there's like gazpacho and ceviche, and they have pitchers of like margaritas. And I'm telling Martha, okay, eat light. We're not taking a shit for 7 days. Else is like, they're bragging because they walk up with that steel thing in the toilet paper, and I'm like, it's not gonna happen. Okay, so then we have like, there's a naturalist and he's explaining about the gray whales, it's mating season, whatever, okay. And the next day, we are excited because we're gonna go out and we're gonna go whale watching, which is really cool. But before we do that, they're also explaining how to operate the kayaks. Okay, now I don't know if you guys kayak, but they're snaps. They put you in there and they snap you up like you are a prisoner to the kayak, because they teach you that you're supposed to like jelly roll. It's like, are you kidding me? It's bad enough I can't go to the bathroom. I don't know how to swim. You want me to flip over in a boat? No, we're not gonna do that. So already that's one activity we're not gonna do. Okay, but we don't wanna tell anybody else. They already hate us because we have our Chanel shopping bags with our emollients. We don't wanna tell anybody. Okay, so we go whale watching, and we get up really close to these gorgeous, huge whales. They tap the side of the boat, they come up, they have like barnacles all over them, they're gorgeous, they're fabulous. Okay, so the day goes on, everything's great. We go back, we eat more ceviche, we drink more margaritas, things are fine. We're starting to get a little wobbly, but we're fine. So we're having fun, we're a little sunburned, but things are going fine. We're like enjoying it to a point. Okay, the second night comes, we get in that little tent, and there's a torrential storm. I mean, like, the worst rain ever, pelting down on us, and it makes us at 3 a.m, the tent collapses on us. And the thing is filling up with water, and I'm thinking, yeah, sure, that asshole Sherpa, he hated us. He did this on purpose. He wants to drown us out of the... Okay, so we somehow fall asleep with the tent on our heads and the... Meanwhile, Martha, all of her casual separates from J. Crew are ruined. It's like, she has to take the Tevas out of the box at this point. And I know that we're really losing our minds because by the fourth day, we're both wearing them. And our waist, and we're like, we have like elastic waist on our pants, and we're like bloating. We're a mess. And we're just like dragging around. Everyone else, they're having the best time. They're not really paying attention to us because they know we're toxic. They don't want to be around us. I mean, we're literally toxic. We're like the Hindenburg at this point because we won't go to the bathroom. All right, so, okay, the days are going on and they're stretching and stretching and we're like, we have to go home. We have to take a Okay, so that's the last night. And I'm not like over the fact, I mean, I'm there trying to like rescue my life, but I still need to be rescued. So it's the sixth night and the guys in charge say, we have a big surprise for you after dinner. And the food happens to be really good, even though we've been eating light. He said, they do this thing, it's really cool. They can bake a cake in the sand. It's amazing. I don't know how they do it. So they present us with this big chocolate cake. And everybody else is so happy because they're going to have chocolate cake. And Martha and I are like, nope, we're not having the cake. We can't have the cake. We have to just get through this one last night on our... Meanwhile, Martha, I forgot to mention, on like day 4, got really sick. And I had to hold her head while she's like vomiting into the ocean. Real classy. And I'm thinking, this is my friend. I got to hold her hair back. This is what you do for your best friends. And I'm thinking, like, it's all my fault. I made her come and do this trip. Her face is peeling. She's throwing up in the ocean. We also didn't bathe for a whole week. The only bathing we did was they gave you a bar of soap and they told you to go in the water and bathe. And they had like a little one of those sprinkle packs that you do with the solar. It's nonsense. There's no water that comes out of the thing. So we're dirty and we're gassy and we're annoyed and we're burnt. And it's finally the last day. We wake up on the seventh day. And he says, okay, break down your tents. Now we're experts because the tent's been up and down so many times. We feel like we've accomplished something. And we break down the tents and everybody's getting onto the boats. And then we get on the bus. And then we get to the terminal and we see the most exciting. We see God. We see a toilet, okay? And Martha and I run to that bathroom. We cannot believe, we hear angels singing. We run into that bathroom and we're there for quite some time and we feel so much better and we get on the plane and we look at each other and we say, that was the best trip ever, wasn't it? It was like, so what I realized when I was on this journey was that sometimes it's really hard to do things that are just that hard, okay? And in retrospect, we should have figured out a way to sit on that pot. We should have. I mean, everyone else did, and they all had a great time. But the magic of growing older and the magic of having these six experiences is learning that sometimes you have to let go. Thank you.
So Sandy has been touring the country, telling stories for the past 4 years. Most recently, she was featured on PBS Stories from the Stage and also at last year's Women's Comedy Festival in Boston. She is a 7-time Moth Slam champ. And as you know, she is the mother of 3 grown children who she now prays won't tell stories about her. One more time for Sandy Marks.
We went backstage before the show to catch up with today's storyteller. They shared some personal tidbits that aren't included in their story.
What is your connection to Maine?
Sound bites. I come here as often as I can whenever they invite me, and I love it.
What got you into storytelling?
I spent so many years having to keep my mouth shut, and that when I finally stopped working and my kids were adults, I haven't shut up since, and I love it.
What is your process for preparing to tell?
I start all my stories in the shower. I just stand there, and I just think about something, anything, and I start ruminating, and before I know it, I'm jotting notes in an outline, and within a few hours, it's a story. I'm very clean, let's put it that way.
Tell us about one part of your story, some behind-the-scenes detail, that you are not including in your tell tonight.
Well, the story really centers around me running away from home. So there's a part of the story that I'm not talking about, which is how my husband felt about me going on this adventure without him, and him having to take care of our 3 children when they were really little.
All right. Thank you, Sandy.
Soundbites is made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing, Frontier, The Press Hotel, and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. Special thanks also to Toad & Co. More information about Soundbites, including how to attend a live storytelling event, is online at soundbitesme.org. And of course, you can always hear more stories at mainepublic.org.